This is an AeroNews Touch and Go for December 26th, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. This holiday travel season may go down as one of the bumpier ones in recent memory for U.S. airline passengers. In addition to horror stories of people camped out in terminals nationwide due to weather-related delays and cancellations, at least four jets were involved in minor incidents on Wednesday. The Associated Press reports American Airlines Flight 1544 to Reagan National skidded off O'Hare's runway 22 left about 7:15 p.m. as it taxied into position for takeoff. It came to rest with left main gear and nose wheels in the grass. There were no injuries. Earlier, an American MD-82 operating as Flight 1235 to St. Louis turned back to the airport about 5 minutes after takeoff, following reports of a loud bang from one of the engines. The emergency landing came off without incident back at O'Hare about 15 minutes later. About 2 hours later, the crew of a United 757 inbound to O'Hare declared an emergency due to unspecified mechanical trouble, making the third emergency call of the evening for O'Hare ground crews. Flight 766 from Santa Ana did make a safe landing. About 150 miles west of Chicago, an AirTran Boeing 717 skidded off the runway at Quad Cities International Airport in Moline, Illinois, after landing Wednesday morning. None of the 116 people on board that flight from Florida were injured. Hey, you ready for some good airline news for a change? Sun Country CEO Stan Gatick kept saying that if the airline could just make it through till winter, things would be okay. And now looks like he knew what he was talking about. Unable to get a seasonal loan after its parent company's head, Tom Petters, was arrested to face investment-related charges, Gatick, who'd only been CEO of Sun Country for a few months, had to go and negotiate wage concessions from employees, then unilaterally defer some of their 2008 pay into 2009. He said the deferred wages would be repaid with interest, but it looked for a while as if Sun Country might not make it. Now, the Minneapolis Star Tribune reports the airline is doing well enough to finish 2008 at the break-even point, and Gatick was able to repay wages deferred during the first affected pay period back in October as an addition to regular paychecks Christmas Eve. Gatick says he expects to be able to pay back the rest of the deferred wages by April. In a filing Tuesday with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, Southwest Airlines confirmed it has sold five of its 737s to an unidentified lessor for $175 million. The sale is part of a leaseback arrangement, like the ones used by flight schools, but on a larger scale. Southwest will lease the planes back from the buyer for 12 years and continue to operate and maintain the planes. Business Week reports a second part of the deal will transfer five more planes into the program in 2009. The airline also disclosed to the SEC that it has modified its fuel hedge portfolio to limit exposure to falling oil prices. Aerospace Industries Association President and former FAA Administrator Marion Blakey has weighed in on a disturbing trend among U.S. carriers to abandon voluntary safety reporting programs. Blakey says recent decisions by several airlines to drop programs such as ASAP, the Aviation Safety Action Program, are troubling and that the parties involved must put safety first and contractual disputes second. Quote, programs like ASAP are vital tools in aviation safety and have played a large role in making the last several years some of the safest in history. These programs should be reinstated as soon as possible, unquote. The voluntary agreements encourage pilots to report any incidents that concern the safety of aircraft operations in exchange for immunity from FAA enforcement actions or punishment from their own employers. Unions have complained that airlines have been disciplining pilots who should have enjoyed immunity. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Our long-form Aero briefing will return on Monday, and the Aero News special feature will be back on Friday, January 2nd. In the meantime, catch updates on major stories in text form at www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.